Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Hello, good evening and welcome. It's just after 6 o'clock and for the next hour, we're making money make sense. How to earn more, grow faster and stay ahead in a world that never stands still. So whether you're plotting your next big move, if you're tackling financial curveballs or just looking for smarter ways to build wealth, I've got expert insights and bold strategies to help you take control. So first the day in a snapshot, the JSE trading higher in afternoon trade. Banking shares, though, have been under some pressure today. The Rand fractionally weaker, around 18.42 to the dollar, and bullion up by 0.3% and over $2,910 an ounce. Coming up on the program, will the 2025 budget finally unlock the tourism industry's full potential, or will it be a year of empty promises? Why more adults are buying toys for themselves? Why Eskom is cracking down on solar panels? Can new employment regulations help fix South Africa's unemployment rate, or are they just more red tape? And the Naspers Group's value is now over 830 billion rand after its share price jumps. That's all to come. Let's start the show.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now let's move on to tourism, which is often hailed as one of South Africa's greatest economic assets. If my numbers are correct, something like 8% to GDP and employing around 1.5 million people. I suspect it's more though. But despite its potential, the sector continues to struggle with infrastructure challenges, limited government support and a lack of big strategic investment. So as we head into the budget speech tomorrow, there is a hope that some bold action is going to follow the promises that were made during the State of the Nation. And the big question, will this budget finally give the tourism and hospitality industry the important resources it needs to thrive? Someone at the center of this debate is Alan Campbell, Sales and Marketing Director at Anew Hotels and Resorts, and he joins me on the program now. So Alan, tourism is repeatedly acknowledged as a key pillar of economic growth. I've been hearing that for decades, yet the industry still faces major barriers. From your perspective, what are the most pressing issues that you hope will be addressed come tomorrow's budget?
I think we want to see a budget that reflects some of the positive sentiment that was laid out in the State of the Nation address. And, you know, recognition of the fact that it's not just a sector, but it is a driver of social upliftment, a creator of jobs and foreign exchange earnings. You know, the key problems we're facing as an industry really are linked to two things: infrastructure. Infrastructure is really falling apart in secondary nodes in rural areas, and this is massively impacting the sector. And instead of a once thriving, you know, natural and cultural attractions, you know, that people can't get to them. And then two, I think our competitiveness within the global market. South Africa should be leading the way on the African continent, but we are falling behind countries like Morocco and Kenya.
So have you applied your mind, Alan, to specific budget allocations or policies that would demonstrate the commitment that government needs to give to support the sector?
I think it's a twofold. I think it's greater engagement with the private sector so that we have greater insight into government's initiatives and can play a role. And two, you know, it's wonderful to see a 940 billion rand infrastructure investment on the cards, but where is that going to play out? You know, how are those going to be dispersed and assigned? And is it really going to address the challenges facing some of our more off-the-beaten-track attractions?
I'm interested that you talk about countries like Kenya and Morocco, which are outpacing South Africa in tourism growth. Are there lessons that we can learn from them in how we need to readjust or recalibrate our approach?
I think certainly. I mean, I think SA Tourism is doing an incredible job. If we look at things like the G20 summit and that spin-off, the other 25 international business events we have lined up between now and 2029, there is a lot of good we're doing. But I think Morocco and Kenya, and to a certain extent Tanzania, are really putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak, when it comes to supporting tourism initiatives and really investing in attracting global clients.
Alan, if I had a rand for every time I was told that tourism is the great great hidden secret as far as South Africa's growth is concerned, I'd probably be able to open my own hotel. I'm just wondering why previous budgets have failed to prioritize tourism at the level it deserves. With respect, the argument that you're raising is not new. We've heard this so many times before, haven't we?
I couldn't agree more. I think, you know, we're at, like you rightly mentioned, 8%. I think the latest figure is 8.8% for 2024 of GDP. And we've been in double-digit figures prior to the COVID pandemic. So there is a lot of opportunity within South African tourism, but the budget continues to fail to really give it the recognition and resources it needs to help grow our economy. We face a growing budget deficit, and burdening taxpayers, I don't believe, is the long-term solution to addressing it. I do believe as a country we have everything we need to be able to grow our economy through tourism and foreign currency.
Do you think there's a growing sense of frustration within the tourism and hospitality industry in that respect?
Certainly. I think it's a difficult industry to correctly invest in a bold way without that sort of support or an understanding of how government is going to try and support the tourism industry going forward.
So you mentioned infrastructure a little earlier, and we don't need to list it. Unreliable transport, road maintenance, limited rural connectivity. What kind of prioritization do you think the hospitality industry would need to see in terms of infrastructure investment, which will unlock the growth that you're referring to?
Well, really, to see it deployed in areas of that attract global tourists, areas that are, you know, national, I guess, attractions, but are becoming increasingly difficult to access. One only has to look at roads in the Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga. And the natural beauty in those areas is, you know, unlike anything you'll find in the world, but getting to them is becoming increasingly difficult.
I don't need to tell you, and this is your area of expertise, that marketing plays a huge role in attracting international tourists, yet our destination marketing budget is stagnant, or at least it appears to be stagnant. Have you applied your mind to what level of investment is needed and where the priority needs to be in terms of focus?
I think that all boils down to what do we see the future percentage of GDP that we want tourism to contribute to our country? Because it is about having a plan for if we see a doubling over the next 10, 20 years, what is the investment required to achieve those goals? I think, you know, at the moment we're paying homage to the fact that it does have the potential, but it is yet really unwilling to unlock that potential with significant investment.
So just a final one then. If the budget fails to deliver on tourism needs, and you've eloquently articulated just how important the sector is, what are the potential long-term consequences for the sector and the economy? Because I'm sensing that we're at something of a nexus point.
It is. I think the 2025 budget must demonstrate bold allocations and address the systemic challenges we've had, but also catalyze new opportunities. We're playing in a global marketplace with global competitors. When we talk about Kenya and Morocco, they're competitors that are doing better. And at the end of the day, if we continue to fall behind, that'll speak for itself.
Well, let's see what emerges in Budget 2025 and the debates that follow. Alan Campbell, thank you very much indeed. Sales and Marketing Director at ANEW Hotels and Resorts.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.